And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Yes, it is time. Time for you to get an hour to yourself, an hour for your all-important health reboot. We're going to do it over the next 60 minutes. Nice to be with you. Ed Phillips here. We're beaming right across the country into Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. 2GB, 3AW, 4BC, Adelaide's 5AA and 6PR in Perth. I'm joined by healthy chef and nutritionist Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Hello, ZBP.
Good morning.
And our favourite pharmacist standing by, coping with the Melbourne heatwave as well, Gerald Quigley. Hello, GQ.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning, Zoe. How are you both? It is a bit hot here. It's going to be total fire ban today, and I think we're relatively okay, but we probably should send a great shout-out of support to those in Tasmania who have been copping it now for a couple of weeks down in southern Tasmania. We hope everything settles.
They'll be in shock. I mean, many of our capital cities are going through many temps in the 30s and right around the country too. So maybe in our A to Z of vitamins, we'll have a quick look at something that might top up our body's requirements after many days of supreme summer heat. We'll get to that a little bit later on. We'll throw our phones open as well. 131-873 is the number. From wherever you're listening, right around the country, the lines are open now. 131-873, our experts are here to tackle any medical ailments, some queries you might have, whether it's from the herbal or medical side. Perhaps it's a dietary question. And indeed, we'll also send you into the kitchen for a little bit of a breakfast special, something nutritious and delicious, Zoe.
Yeah, well, look, who doesn't like a good brekkie? I mean, I love scrambled eggs, so I'm going to do a scrambled egg with a spirulina pesto and a little bit of chia seeds on top.
Well, there you go. A weekend brekkie. But you know what? We often talk about what our ancestors did. We look at the paleo diet, as how our cavemen went out and sourced their food. But no one ever is able to tell us whether our cavemen ancestors tucked into a nice breakfast.
No. Scrambled eggs.
Some of the thinking these days is maybe breakfast is possibly just another diet myth. Maybe it's something we should perhaps give a miss. They studied the Hadza people in Tanzania, the last true hunter-gatherer tribes out there in East Africa. And they live much like our ancestors did, apparently. Studying them, they noticed a definite lack of breakfast routine with that particular people. They actually have no regular word to describe breakfast even. So they get up early. The men leave on a hunting or honey-gathering trip. They don't eat. They maybe grab some berries or something a few hours later. But they say it tends to be later in the day or even early afternoon that they have their first meals. And they're very healthy.
Yeah. Oh.
Interesting to note. No smashed avo or anything like that.
No.
Brunches.
It's definitely an interesting theory. I mean, in so many cases, we look at breakfast as something as a necessity, but often we're not looking at the time between eating. And that's probably the clear indication because we need that period of fasting and metabolization. We've got all, you know, the vital organs kind of doing their stuff. I mean, you're a big advocate of a fasting style approach to eating as well. So it's kind of not necessarily spooking this message of cutting breakfast out, because otherwise we're getting a bit confused again. Yes. It's understanding timing and what we should be eating. So I'm still a big, big advocator for making sure we have a little bit of those low GI carbs, the good fats, and a little bit of protein. But I mean, maybe steering towards a smaller volume, because I think in most cases we overeat and we don't need to be eating. We're not physically moving to the degree that we used to, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We might be using our brains, but they don't require quite as much energy as what we did. So it's really kind of looking at that simple approach and not necessarily demonizing, because we don't want to be sending out a bad message again saying don't have breakfast, because it is important.
And everybody's different, Zoe, aren't
they? Absolutely.
Every single person. And look, with all due respect to the Hadza people in Tanzania, they probably didn't go into their caveman car, try and break into traffic, run late for work, sit at a desk all day, be stressed all day. So their requirements then, with the greatest respect to this report, which was done on the on one of the news bulletins this week, it is totally different today. So And so I found another headline this morning in the Sunday papers, which announces the average Aussie's diet could be cutting life expectancy.
Yeah, no, that
so again, there's
me.
All these things out there. Mm. When will the message sink through?
Yeah, and look, it can be simple. It doesn't need to be complicated as well. I mean, I think what we know is when we do wake up, we have to have some regulation to blood glucose levels.
Yep.
And for
yep.
a lot of people, the longer that you wait, the more irregular those blood glucose or blood sugar levels become.
Yep.
So it's making sure and unfortunately, what happens is that the longer people wait, we tend to then react to those blood sugar levels. So
sure.
we're more than inclined to go with that lower glycemic or sorry, yep. higher glycemic or higher yep. processed type foods. And as we know, that just starts us on this awful roller coaster.
Yes.
And then the caffeine consumption and the wine when we get home because we, you know, we're trying to balance our stress from not eating correctly throughout the day. So
it's again. I just put my coffee cup to my side.
No judgment. I've got my green tea here.
And right. Oh,
I did have wine last night.
I'm still fasting.
Oh, come on. That halo above your head, I see it,
but
I see it.
Maybe the whole issue, though, Zoe, maybe the whole issue is just portion size.
Definitely.
And if we can just understand that portion size yeah. gives us the control.
Yeah.
So it's a self-empowerment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the world won't end because yeah. we don't have a plate full of food.
Yeah, look, there was a new study that came out that looked at the amount of protein that we should be having. And they're saying that we should only be totaling 100 grams each week.
What?
Crazy.
Oh, come
I know.
On.
It's a crazy, it's a of red meat, I should be saying.
Yeah.
This
yes.
is of red meat. And so, look, I mean, look what's going on here. I mean, no wonder. I mean, we're educated people within this industry, and it's confusing for us. Imagine for
sure.
the average consumer out there how confusing it really is.
Yeah.
So I think the approach is find something that is simple, healthy, and that you can do all the time and maybe have a slight version of it. I mean,
yes.
often I'll say to clients who I'm you know, working on a one-on-one basis, nutrition, is things like chia seeds. I mean, obviously my nutritious, delicious breakfast is amazing, but that might be more of a weekend type thing.
Yeah.
But if you make a chia pod, and this is something that you can make in small jars, you can have them in the fridge ready to go
yes.
for the week. You can, if you're wanting to do it as a lactose-free, there are so many good options, almond milk, coconut milk, soy milk. But again, then you can spruik it with a little bit of berries or mango or cacao or cinnamon and make each one slightly different. But the base itself is so healthy and easy. And you can portion control that as well.
Excellent options. 131-873 is our number. We'd love to hear from you across the course of the morning. We have a $100 gift voucher to give away to one of our callers who goes to air today. Fabulous way to spend money at any Chemist Warehouse store around the country. We'd love to hear from you across the course of the next hour or so. 131-873. Where did January go is my next question.
Oh.
It's just disappeared in a flash.
That's so true.
So February, now we're taking the important time to look at ovarian cancer. It's ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. Each day, 4 Australian women are diagnosed with ovarian cancer. It is the deadliest and one of the most underfunded of the women's cancers. So we'll talk in a sec with Jane Hill, who's the CEO of Ovarian Cancer Australia. Really looking forward to that chat as well and taking more of your calls. Let's grab Sylvia first up in Keilor Downs in Victoria. Morning to you. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Good morning and thank you for taking the call.
Pleasure, Sylvia.
Jared, my husband's got a Baker's cyst.
Okay.
And
okay.
it causes extreme pain. He's had it drained once.
Oh, dear.
But it's back again, and yes. he gets all nerve pain and shooting pain. Is there anything I can give him?
And he's probably not a baker either, Sylvia, is he?
No, he's not. No.
No. And that's the confusing part about these names. So, and there are other things like surfer's knee and all of these things that are really Baker's cyst. So this is a blockage. And the difficulty in having a drain, Sylvia, is that very quickly, if you don't address the underlying inflammation, it will come back.
Okay.
So here's a couple of suggestions for him. The medical treatment involves non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, but they do come with risk of blood pressure and other issues. So turmeric is the logical extension to him. And also, too, there's been some work done on glucosamine and the benefits of that. So the important parts there is that he's got to just gently follow the exercise programs that might be going ahead. And in all of that, it's support, rest, and he has to follow whatever the experts are saying there.
Yeah,
so they don't seem to say much.
They don't. So that's looking after his own solutions there is the most important thing. So if you could do that, and if there's any further support he needs, just drop me an email. Mm. through houseofwellness.com.au, little ask tab at the top, and an update in a couple of weeks would be good.
And there's so much. I mean, there's so many good anti-inflammatory diets out there that really, so the, obviously the premise of anti-inflammatory is foods mainly that are raw in a lot of cases. So really making sure you've got a huge percentage of your fruits and vegetables coming into your diet, and actually also trying to incorporate things like juices. So you can do some beautiful simple juices at the in your morning, or you can make some as snacks as well. He can take along to, with him to work. And you could also put in something like a teaspoon or a tablespoon of something like coconut oil or your hemp seed oils, because again, they are beautiful anti-inflammatories.
Ed, I don't want to interrupt, but we've just got a little emergency alert here that's got to go to air in Victoria, so you'll just lose me for a tick.
Okay, no problems. We'll come back to you. All right, let's take a little break. Next up, we'll be chatting with Jane Hill, the CEO of Ovarian Cancer Australia. Lovely to have your company right around the country today. This is the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances. And nothing says I love you like a big brand fragrance from Chemist Warehouse this Valentine's Day.
Now get into Chemist Warehouse this week for big savings on their premium quality Swiss vitamins and also natural skincare. Right now the entire Swiss range is half price. All Swiss vitamins are half price and all Swiss skincare is half price. Now this includes products like Swiss Ulti Boost, the coenzyme Q10, the Swiss Blood Orange Brightening Daily Moisturiser, Swiss Ulti Boost Lung Health Support, Swiss Rose Hip Oil, Swiss Ulti Boost High Strength Cranberry and Swiss Argan Face Oil. Better hurry though, the offer is for 1 week only. Always read the label, use only as directed, and vitamin supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Excludes bulk size vitamins and Pure Warrior. The Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Great to have your company. Ed Phillips joined by Zoe Bingley-Pullen, Gerald Quigley as well. And guys, this month of February, which is always a couple of, already 3 days in now, is Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. In fact, each day, 4 Australian women are diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and it's the most deadly of the women's cancers in Australia. To find out a little bit more and raise all important awareness, we have Jane Hill joining us, CEO of Ovarian Cancer Australia. Welcome to you, Jane.
Thanks, Ed.
Nice to have your company. Let's get, I guess, first up, the medical definition of ovarian cancer. That might be a good place to start.
Well, ovarian cancer, it's obviously a cancer, and it originates in the ovaries, but also research has shown now that 50% of it is actually originates in the fallopian tube. Mm-hmm. So it's a cancer that affects both the fallopian and the ovaries, but it's an aggressive cancer and it does spread usually very quickly.
So I did IVF for a long time, so my doctor was very proactive in making sure that I was constantly tested for things such as ovarian cancer. But for the average person, there are obviously things that they can do. I've heard many times that there's injections that you can have, which is like an immune booster. But what do we do? Do we go to our GP? Do we suspect? What are the symptoms that we might be feeling as well?
Well, there's no early detection test for ovarian cancer. No early detection.
Mm, that's frightening.
So in the absence of such a test, it is important to know the signs and symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And they include pelvic or abdominal pain, a bloated stomach, feeling full after eating a small meal, and the need to urinate often or urgently.
God, that sounds like every woman during their period.
<That's>
Really?
These symptoms, they're very generic.
Yeah, very generic.
They could be due to other more benign conditions. So what we do say is, if these symptoms are new and persistent over a 4 to 6 week period for women, that they should consult their doctor.
Right.
Jane, Gerald Quigley here, and thanks for chatting to us. I read recently a new position statement from Cancer Australia on other detection methods. So we've done a lot in genetics over the last 15 years or so. Do you see this as a bit of a changer in early diagnosis of ovarian cancer?
Well, early detection is a very difficult thing for ovarian cancer, because ovarian cancer, it's just not one cancer. There's a number of different subtypes with different genetic characteristics and trajectories. Mm-hmm. So I think we're a long way off an early detection test. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good work being done in treatment and things like resistance to the chemotherapy. So that's exciting. And we have a small but very focused and high impact research effort going on here in Australia, which is to be commended.
And I had a very good friend of mine who had ovarian cancer. Fortunately, she's fine. She did have her eggs frozen as well, so she can have children. But she was very healthy. She was very active. What is there that we can do to prevent something like this? Is there a type of diet that we should be focusing on, lifestyle choices?
Zoe, if we knew that, we could probably prevent it. But a healthy lifestyle, like the ones that you promote, such as eating well, and certainly there is some evidence to say that obesity can be a risk factor for ovarian cancer. So beyond doing all the normal things, and women are often so busy, aren't we?
And
we, you know, with family, with work, all the commitments, and often we ignore symptoms. And I think getting to the doctor, if you do have the symptoms for 4 to 6 weeks, is important.
Okay.
But, Jane, if you've got those symptoms, realistically, at what stage does the patient's GP say, look, all of those things are a bit of a problem? Because wouldn't they just naturally go and treat some of those symptoms? What's the trigger that suddenly says, right, we need to go off and do some checking out a little further? How do you insist on that happening?
Well, one good thing that people need to be aware about is their family history of cancer.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So that is all often a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I urge people to have the conversation with their parents or with their family about, is there a family history of cancer? For ovarian cancer, 15 to 20% is due to an inherited condition.
Right. Mm-hmm.
One of those is the BRCA. The BRCA mutation, which some people might know because Angelina Jolie has the BRCA mutation.
Mm-hmm.
So are we best then getting tested for that? Should that be a little bit more mainstream? Because with 1 in 10 women dying of ovarian cancer, I mean, this is a huge, huge statistic. I mean, is this something that at 18, 21, 25, we should be tested sort of as a mandatory testing, do you believe?
At present, the incidence of ovarian cancer doesn't support us, the whole population, being tested for the BRCA mutation. But in future, there may be, other tests, and as our knowledge of genetics grows, we may be going forward for further testing. But not right now. It's more the BRCA testing is good for families that have a high risk of cancer.
And indeed, in her case, she had a preemptive surgery, didn't she, to remove, I think,
her ovaries
and fallopian tubes, perhaps as well. A friend of mine lost her mother last year to ovarian cancer. She's just had a preemptive surgery procedure in the last month
huge.
As well. Is that on the rise as well because it shows as a genetic trait?
Yes, I think increasingly when families find out that if they do have a BRCA mutation, it puts you at much higher risk of developing ovarian and or breast cancer. It actually ups it by 59% and 72% risk.
That's a big change.
And I think it is, it's something that people in the high-risk group need to consider preventative surgery. But of course, that's an issue often for younger women because the removal of your ovaries and fallopian tubes causes menopause, and younger women will lose their fertility.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. If people would like to find out more,
story.
Yeah, absolutely. If people would like to find out more across the course of this month, it is indeed Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. Ovariancancer.net.au is the website to check out. Really appreciate your time this morning, Jane. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you. And I hope that you've all got your teal in your wardrobe.
That's the
colour.
Fabulous.
Well done.
So
well done.
Let's wear lots of teal in this month.
Okay, thanks, beautiful. Jane. Thanks for that reminder.
Thank you, Jane.
Ovariancancer.net.au is the website. This is the House of Wellness. We've got some calls banked up. We'll come to you right after this. Hope you can stick with us across your Sunday morning here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances. And nothing says I love you like a big brand fragrance from Chemist Warehouse this Valentine's Day.
Hey, you loving the Big Bash cricket? Well, right now you could win tickets for you and three mates to attend the IPL live in India. That's right. This marvellous giveaway is all thanks to Chemist Warehouse and Wagner Vitamins. Just purchase any two Wagner Vitamin products exclusive to Chemist Warehouse for your chance to win the overseas cricket adventure of a lifetime and watch the IPL. Products like Triple Strength Omega 3 Fish Oil, Liver Detox, there's Hair, Skin and Nails, Super Bio Magnesium and stacks more. Just get in store today, grab yourself the Chemist Warehouse catalogue for all the competition details. Terms and conditions apply. Make life your greatest century with Wagner Vitamins. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
We are indeed right across Australia. Wherever you're joining us through Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide or Perth, we have the one phone number, 131873. You can call us through. Gerald Quigley is standing by along with healthy chef Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And Bruce, we're coming to you in Dandenong first up here. Good morning.
Morning, Bruce.
How you going, mate?
Good, thanks. How can we help you?
Yeah, I've got bursitis.
Well, isn't that interesting? Because our first caller, Sylvia, had her husband had Baker's cyst, which is essentially in the same family. Okay. So bursitis in your hip or where, Bruce?
It's in my shoulder.
In your shoulder. Okay. And are you taking medications to try and keep it under control?
I've been to the doctor. I've had it for about 10 months and I just got...
Holy smoke.
I never took any medicine for the first... just pulled up with the pain.
Oftentimes, Bruce, oftentimes they'll give you a steroid injection, which will be guided. So you go under a scan and they guide the injection into the joint.
I had that a few years ago. Yeah, I had that.
Did that work?
No, never. It worked for a while, but then that was it,
And you had it under a scan?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Well, look, let's couple of things. The specific nutrient, Bruce, has got three letters. M for Mary, S for Sam, M for Mary. MSM powder, which you can get from your pharmacy today. You take a half a teaspoonful twice a day. There's a few brands out there. Turmeric is very important in a bioavailable form. And lastly, fish oil is the general anti-inflammatory. So high EPA DHA content fish oil, get stuck into them, take four of those capsules a day, and all of that does is reduce the inflammation. But don't be surprised if you're down in that scanned injection area again.
Ouch.
Yeah. Over time, and because it's an overuse thing, and it hurts. Yeah, it does.
And it's
don't tell Bruce that, because
it's important to obviously. It's uric acid forming food, so it's really important that we try and avoid foods that can produce that. So, look, it's the obvious thing: it's caffeine, it's high consumptions of meat. Overly processed foods like your white flour, white sugar. Look at your additives. Read your label. It's really important. I always have a theory. If there's things, an ingredient you don't know what it is, don't eat it. Make it nice and simple. Too much animal fats, your dairy products, your eggs and your citrus fruits and tomatoes. But then it's focusing on those beautiful, rich, high anti-inflammatory, high antioxidant foods. So as much colour as you can possibly have in your diet, then you can have a beautiful cross-section of different vitamins and minerals coming in there. But like Gerald said, lots of beautiful high anti-inflammatory, those oily fish, avocado, nuts and seeds. When you are buying your nuts and seeds, you need to make sure that they're fresh. I know that sounds a bit silly because you think they're in a packet, they should be fresh, but try and look at things that actually don't have an expiry date close to the when they're, or a package date as well.
Yeah, right.
And again, things like your flax seeds, your hemp seeds. I'm such a fan of chia seeds in the diet as well. So they need to be really in every meal.
Some great options there for you, Bruce. turmeric and the fish oil and the MSM powder, as Gerald mentioned.
Yeah, great stuff.
And diet is the medicine too, as well.
Certainly is. We're
going to Dingley now in Victoria. Hi, Evelyn. Morning to you.
Good morning.
How can we help you out?
I'm having an attack of vertigo, which I get occasionally during the year, and I was wondering what I could do about it. Room spinny, unsteady on my feet, shaking, and the vision distorted, that sort of thing.
And you need to be very careful, Evelyn, that you don't fall, because that's the issue with vertigo. So getting out of bed in the morning nice and slowly, getting up from a chair nice and slowly.
Yep.
Now, there's a specific extract of ginkgo biloba, which has got these letters and numbers, and it sounds like a bit like aeroplane fuel. EGB, so E for egg, G for Gerald, B for Betty, 761. That's the extract, and there's a couple of brands of that available. One dose, one tablet every morning, and it's got some clinical evidence to back its benefits in reducing the incidence of vertigo, and tinnitus for that matter, but vertigo, EGB 761.
And obviously there's an impact where, you know, blood pressure does play on all of this, so it's really important to look at your sodium intake. So if you read a label, the best thing to do is look at the 100 grams, 100 millilitres, and what you're wanting is you want to aim for about 180 milligrams per 100 grams. That's low sodium. So don't go over that. Really investigate, you know, what products you're actually consuming. Sometimes I think an approach to this is slowly go through your cupboard. So you might look at 5 products each day, make a list, and as when you run them out, slowly, you know, replace them for the lower version of salts. If you are adding salt to your diet, what you're wanting is the most least processed forms of salt. So things like your Celtic sea salts, your pink Murray River salts, they're the better salts to have. Or if you're adding soya sauce and things like that, go for your liquid amino by a company called Bragg. I'm not obviously sponsored by any of these people, but what they have is they have a better form of salts, and they've got other minerals coming into those salted foods as well.
Okay, I hope that helps. There's plenty of ways to tackle that. Evelyn, all the best. Thank you for your call. 131-873 is our number. One of our callers will score the $100 gift voucher to spend at any Chemist Warehouse store around the country, by the way. To Concord now, Glenn is standing by. Morning to you, Glenn.
Hello,
Glenn.
Look, I've got a problem with chronic low magnesium levels. I've had them, had low magnesium levels for decades, and I'm taking up to 12 magnesium aspartate tablets a day, and still don't get anywhere near the minimum blood level for it. I have renal failure, chronic renal failure, and my specialist and GP says I just take it in one end and
push it out the other. It's a vicious cycle, isn't it, Glenn?
I finally recently just asked, could I have a 24-hour magnesium urine collection done? And my GP and specialist didn't want to. They just said, look, it's just going to show that you urinated out, you know. But when the results came back, they were normal.
Good grief.
I'm confused.
And you've so you got a specialist involved looking after your kidneys, have you, Glenn?
Yeah, I've had the same person for 20 years, but he has always said, oh, look, he's got some patients with the same problem, and they just seem to urinate it out, but my urine collection came back perfectly normal.
Well, that's a puzzle. Now, there's a few things going on, and you're not able to retain the magnesium. If instead of taking those 12 pills, it does come available in a powder form, Glenn, so better value, and you certainly will find it just it gives you a better absorption. Are you taking any of the proton pump inhibitor medicines for indigestion or reflux?
No, I take Effexor, the antidepressant. I take that chronic pain. I've been told that can affect.
Yes, it can.
And things like taking too much sugar and drinking too much caffeine and that.
But not drastically, Glenn. And there's obviously an underlying issue that hasn't been identified. And you could always get another opinion. That's not saying the opinion you've got's not right. But for your own reassurance, to work out that puzzle in your mind that, in theory, I'm doing all the right things, in practice, it's just not working and I can't get an explanation. That might be the way to go, but certainly swing across the powder when you can.
And just going out on a bit of a long haul here is that often it can be obviously how we are absorbing our magnesium, and we look at something called leaky gut syndrome. So what this is perforation through the gut lining, and we see this so commonly with people who have been in high inflammatory disease issues. Mm-hmm. So just making sure that your gut really is absorbing it, you can take a little bit of L-glutamine, or alternatively really make sure the probiotics, it's like putting a putty within your stomach and it heals it up. So you, at least you know you're definitely absorbing everything. But then foods that just contain the magnesium, we've got green leafy vegetables, bananas, figs, nuts and seeds. Legumes are amazing. They're a powerhouse of protein, of good fiber. They're cheap to make and you can substitute them for a lot of meat dishes as well. So black beans, chickpeas, kidney beans and lots of good veggies in the diet as well. So best of luck with that one.
Okay, thanks for your call. All our callers in the draw for the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Our number is 131873. It's the House of Wellness. We'll get to more of your calls in just a sec.
This is the House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances. And nothing says I love you like a big brand fragrance from Chemist Warehouse this Valentine's Day.
By the way, romance aside, you should get into Chemist Warehouse this week for big savings on premium quality Swiss vitamins and natural skincare. Now, right now, the entire Swiss range is half price. So that means all Swiss vitamins are, yes, half price, and all Swiss skincare is half price. That includes products like Swiss Ulti Boost, the coenzyme Q10, the Swiss Blood Orange Brightening Daily Moisturizer, Swiss Ulti Boost Lung Health Support, Swiss Rose Hip Oil, Swiss Ulti Boost High Strength Cranberry, and Swiss Argan Face Oil. Better hurry though, it's for this week only. What a great offer. Always read the label and use only as directed, and vitamin supplements should not replace a balanced diet. That excludes bulk sized vitamins and Pure Warrior, by the way. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Get to your calls in just a sec. By the way, last week we chatted about the International Lung Screening Trial. It's currently underway. They're recruiting participants. They're looking for people aged between 55 to 80 who are current or indeed even former smokers to undertake a risk assessment, a breathing test, and maybe even, if you're eligible, a low-dose chest CT scan. And then they'll track those participants across the next 5 years or so. Now, it was a rather complicated process. We were left with an email, which I believe then directs you to where you can seek to further info across the various states. All states except for South Australia, but there's some options there. So this is the email, and we'll give it to you again. It is simply join, the word join, underscore, I-L-S-T. That's for International Lung Screening Trial. Join, underscore, I-L-S-T at health.qld.gov.au. I'll give it to you one more time because this is a complicated one. Join underscore ILST at health.qld.gov.au. So if you email there, they'll send you back the info with those options right across the states. Alrighty, 131873 is our number. Why don't we jump into the kitchen, because the weekend is the time for a rather fancy breakfast, I think, when we're not quite so rushed. Let's do something nutritious and delicious.
And calming as well. So I thought I would do a really simple, the recipe today is it's a spirulina pesto that you mix through your scrambled eggs and you sprinkle with chia seeds. So you don't normally think of spirulina and breakfast, and we add it into our smoothies. And why I love this product, obviously, is because it's very alkalizing. It's got the iron in it, but it's got a huge amount of the good antioxidant type vitamins, bit of the B vitamins in there, and the magnesium that we need. So it's so easy to mix it into a normal pesto. So the pesto I love, which I make in bulk and I freeze in jars so it's ready to go for anything, is basil, garlic, bit of parmesan. Now, if you are lactose intolerant, omit the parmesan and just have the cashews. So you'll just double the quantity. So instead of 100 grams, you do 200 grams. Lemon juice, a little bit of the lemon zest. That's the Zoe trick because it gives that beautiful acid in there and just pops the flavor deliciously. And a bit of the Bioglan spirulina powder in there as well. Pinch of salt and lots of good quality extra virgin olive oil.
Did you make a nice version of me for the TV show for our Father's Day special down on the Yarra River?
I did.
But it was with the bone broth instead of the spirulina.
So the bone broth is another really interesting flavour to add into it. Again, it's what you sort of have instead of your seasoning, but it's got that sort of earthiness that the bone broth has in it as well. And obviously, with bone broth, you're getting the addition of having a bit of the collagen, and we know, obviously, as a 40-year-old with my skin starting to slightly change, I do want as much of that collagen to retain. So eating it through your diet, obviously, is a bit of a win-win overall.
Yeah, well, it sounds nutritious and it was definitely delicious. You can have a look at that recipe because that was one we whizzed through as well via our website, houseofwellness.com.au. Let's grab Carol now, who's standing by in West Pennant Hills. Morning to you, Carol.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Carol.
My husband suffers from Parkinson's.
Yes.
And he was put on Cinemax 2 years ago.
Yes.
It started to be okay, but now it's not working well. So we've weaned him from that over the last 4 weeks.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, is there anything natural that he could take for dopamine?
Well, look, there's a few things, Carol, that will support that. And so has he got a new medication yet or not yet?
No, we're working with our doctor.
Okay.
We're just trying this out for the moment.
Fine. Good. Well, if I can help any further, too, drop me a line through houseofwellness.com.au because often these medications cause nutritional deficiencies and we can address those. But I have three suggestions. One is, Carol, B vitamins because it acts on homocysteine, which is a toxic byproduct of protein metabolism, and in a number of individuals, it doesn't function effectively. So B vitamins, one every day. CoQ10 helps.
Is that a multi-B.
So it's a B with everything because we're looking especially for folate or folic acid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. The second is coenzyme Q10, which has been shown in high doses to actually help with the tremor. And the third is fish oil, high dose EPA, DHA fish oil, because we're talking nerve induction here. And those three things, but please keep in contact through our website.
Yeah. And obviously a healthy diet's really important. We talk about lots of green leafy vegetables and colour. But the other thing also to take into consideration is zinc. So zinc is part of our serotonin and dopamine pathways. So it's making sure that you've got zinc in your diet and supplementing, as Gerald always sort of says, I believe is a better way to get it in there.
A couple of great options. Thanks for your call. We've got a couple more after the break. Stand by. We're back right after this on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Been a great show. Appreciated your company across the country this hour. 131873 is our number. If we don't get your calls in this week, we'll come to you next week, of course. Karen is standing by. Lucky last, they say, in Diamond Creek. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I consider myself a fit, healthy 52-year-old. Mm-hmm. I'm a nurse and midwife. I'm a gym junkie. I'm a cook. Mm-hmm. I'm a gardener. But I have really bad arthritis in my hands and knuckles, which is hereditary. My parents' hands are terrible. Like, I've got nodules in the end of my knuckles. My fingers are starting to bend. I get a bit of Raynaud's disease over winter. And I'm just wondering what if I could take something, you know.
Karen, there are preventative strategies in there, and the fact that it's in your hands means it's probably starting to cause issues underlying in other parts of your body. So the trio, turmeric, absolutely essential. Fish oil, high EPA, DHA, essential for inflammation. So turmeric for the pain, fish oil inflammation. And use one of the anti-inflammatory creams as your regular hand cream, and you'll be surprised at the comfort you get.
Thank you.
Believe it or not, we actually talk a little bit about, obviously, the anti-inflammatories are big ones. We know Gerald and I talk about it all the time, but something called AGE. So this is when we cook food. So try and have as much raw food as possible.
All righty. From all our callers, let's pluck a winner today, Gerald.
The winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse, Ed and Zoe, is Glenn from Concord, who had all those magnesium issues. Glenn, let's put a smile on your face with that, and hopefully we can make a difference.
Yeah.
So, well done. Can I also say Happy New Year, Happy Chinese New Year.
Yes.
And congratulations to Chemist Warehouse for their amazing sponsorship of the Women's AFL, which is up and about. Geelong winning by 1 point. Ed's going to set the tone for the year.
We knew you were going to say it.
My team, yeah. And look, the Chinese do it well, don't they? A couple of weeks of just eating dumplings and celebrating. So that's going to be fantastic.
My sister-in-law's Chinese. I can't wait for dinner.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone. We'll see you again next Sunday, same time. That's it from us here at the House of Wellness.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.